This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I call your attention to the reading of God's Word as found in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 9, where the Apostle Paul says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap, if you faint not." I've called your attention a number of times on this broadcast of the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ, while he was here on this earth, was the incomparable teacher of all time. One of the basic reasons for that was the fact that he taught such profound lessons in terms of such ordinary things, that is, things with which everybody was familiar. We note that Paul, one of the apostles of the Lord, is doing that in this passage. He is using something from the realm of agriculture to help us to see some of the great truths in the spiritual realm which we need to see. For instance, here is one great lesson from sowing and reaping which Paul brings to our attention. First, that each of us is sowing. That is, every one of us is living a life of accountability to God. There is no neutrality in this matter. You cannot avoid being a human being. You cannot get rid of yourself. You cannot get rid of the responsibility which is yours because of the fact that you are a human being. So every one of us is sowing. A second great lesson from sowing and reaping is that each of us is sowing only one of two kinds of seed. Now you cannot sow both of these kinds of seed, and you cannot sow neither one of them. You must sow one or the other. Now each of us then is sowing either to the Spirit or we're sowing to the flesh. If you're sowing to the flesh, you are not sowing to the Spirit. If you're sowing to the Spirit, then you're not sowing to the flesh. What does it mean to sow to the Spirit? It means to put the things of the soul, of the Spirit, the things of God, the things of the Lord Jesus Christ, the things of the kingdom of God first in your life. It means that you're concentrating on things that really should be concentrated upon. And to live a life of sowing to the Spirit means that Christ is the single most important thing in your life. He is indeed the biggest thing in your life. Now, failing in that, if there is some person or something that's more important to you than Christ, then you are not living a life of sowing to the Spirit, but you are living one of sowing to the flesh. Now, a third lesson is that each one of us will reap a harvest. Now, there's a sense in which we'll reap a harvest in this life, but the basic thing that Paul has in mind here is the reaping of life eternal or of reaping corruption. There is no possible way we can avoid this harvest. We find in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22 these words, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment." Now we all will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the deeds done in the body, whether those deeds be good or evil. This Paul made clear in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. So, we're all sowing one of two kinds of seeds, and every one of us is going to reap a harvest. There is a fourth great lesson, and that is that each one of us will reap more than we sow. This is why a farmer sows corn in the ground, because he expects if he sows, let us say, 1,000 bushels, to reap 10, 20, 30, or 100,000 bushels. And so it is in this life. We're going to reap much more than we sow, and that will either be punishment or it will be great blessing. A fifth lesson is that we will reap longer than we sow. Our lives here upon this earth, 50, 60, 70, or even 100 years. What is that? A snap of the finger in comparison with eternity. To be ushered into heaven in eternal life, or to be cast into hell for eternity, is then simply beyond the human mind's ability to comprehend. One final lesson, each one will reap what he sows. There is no possible way you can reap life everlasting while you live a life of sowing to the flesh. And if you do live a life of sowing to the Spirit, then you have the Lord's promise that you will reap life everlasting.